So Christer is going to present the Keep Alive.
Yeah, this is actually something I thought we had already agreed to work on, but obviously we hadn't, so I'm going to take it again. This is, I gave more or less similar presentation at the previous meeting. So the problem is that outbound today defines, well, that's not the problem, but the background is that outbound today defines two functionally separate mechanisms. One is the multiple registration flow mechanism, and the other one is the keep alive mechanism for the SIP signaling. The problem is that it's not possible for a SIP entity to indicate the explicit support of only the keep alive mechanism. I'm going to show you later why that is needed. It's only possible to indicate actually support of outbound, which means that you do support outbound and the keep alive, but there is no explicit indication for the keep alive. Next, please. So what's done previously in ITF, there is a consensus that we're not going to add the explicit keep alive mechanism, keep alive indication to the outbound draft. It should be in a separate draft. And again, yeah, I thought we had already, but you know, next slide, please. Basically, so what it's all about again is allow SIP entities to indicate support of and use the NAT keep alive mechanism defined in outbound. So I'm not defining a new keep alive mechanism per se, just an indication to negotiate it. And we can avoid some hacks which are used today based on frequent registrations, which is very common today, etc. Next point. So again, this is actually a little different from the previous meeting. I have modified these use cases a little. There was also one use case which we at the previous meeting agreed on, which was not important, so that one has been removed. But basically, the first one is that, outbound is not supported for whatever reason, but you still have a requirement to negotiate or do the keep-alives. The other one is more specific non-registration emergency calls. At least in 3GPP, you can do emergency call even though you're not registered. And since you're not registered, you don't have a registration outbound negotiation, which means that you haven't negotiated keep-alives. So this is needed for this, because you do need to keep alive during the emergency call. Next, please. The other one is that the outbound spec defines something which is also called dialogue initiate outbound flows. This is a little bit different, actually. So you don't actually negotiate outbound in the registrations, but when you do initiate the call. However, the outbound draft says that the keep alive must be separately negotiated in that case. So keep alives are only implicitly negotiated for registration established outbound flows. And then the last use case is this intermediate to intermediate. This is not really a keep alive, it's more a heartbeat type of function between intermediates during a session. So this could be used for example for pairing, proxy to PSTN gateway, etc. And of course you can't use outbound here. So basically, what I'm proposing here, and I also want to say that for those who has read the draft, there is also a mechanism to do this. I'm not going to say anything about that mechanism. I'm not going to propose us to agree anything related to that mechanism. I'm only going to ask, I only want to discuss these requirements here. And this is, I don't think exactly word by word what's said in the draft, but I mean more or less the same. I mean two simple requirements. It shall be able for a SIP entity acting as a UAC to indicate blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I can do keep alive and the same thing for the UAS. Very simple. So basically, again, I am proposing that we agree on the requirements and start work on a technical solution. And again, whether that technical solution is want to become what's now in the draft or something else, you know, we discuss that on the list and in future meetings. Thank you.
Okay. So do we want to see how many people still have an interest in looking at this and are okay with requirements? Okay.
I'm confused. Are these requirements the same in the 03 version of the draft?
Sorry, I mean, no. I mean, it pretty much says the same, but it's not because, there was a deadline for submission of the draft. But, I mean, I think I think the requirements, the two requirements which I have here are the same. There is, I believe...
Okay. So I'm stepping in as 80 here. I'm perfectly happy to have meaning. I wrote on the front of the draft, of the 03 draft, this is great stuff. We should go do it. However, some requirements that flashed past on the screen, which I didn't even get to read and have no clue about, couldn't read in a draft before the meeting. We're not discussing those here.
Okay, so we'll take it to the list then. Yeah, we're going to take the discussion of these new requirements to the list.
I mean, there were some use cases, but they were not new requirements.
No, the requirements are verbatim the same as in your desk 03. That's what he was asking.
It's a yes or no question. Not a long answer.
Yeah.
I would say that this is what's in the document. It's not. I mean, there may be some wording difference, but this is what it's all about. You know, being the user agent client and the server being able to negotiate the KPIs. But I mean, if what.
Exactly. No, I mean, the thing is, like, we can take either a ham on what's in the document or here, and they are asking if that would be the same.
I think it's more or less the same, yeah. It's not, I mean, I mean, what do you want me to say?
Stop. This conversation is over. We're moving to the next topic. We are not clear what we're discussing here. People did not have time to review them for the meeting. We're not discussing it.
Yeah.
The conversation is ended. Let's move to the next topic. I mean, right. We can't even answer whether they're same, about the same, maybe the same.
So
we need the drafts sent beforehand.
So maybe the pragmatic thing to do would be to use what's actually in the document, if we want to do that right now. Because,
right.
I mean, you can just put the document there. There's three paragraphs. And
well, we don't really have time to do that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, function-wise, the requirements are the same. I mean, they're not. I mean, they may not be word by word because, but
you
I mean.
You can't agree if it's not a document.
Anyway, let's
update the document and we'll take the hum on the list, right?
Yeah.
You can submit it now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the blackout period has finished, actually. So go ahead, submit a draft with a concrete proposal, and we take the hum on the list. Okay? Thank you.